put a lot of thought into this. Now, you may be thinking that the statement I just made was something obvious, that anyone would do this kind of thing. To my friends and family, however, this is a very remarkable thing. I'm here today doing something I thought I would never have the chance to do, get up here and say something else besides I do. I was born into the Roman Catholic Church, and I was 13 years old. My family began talking about the UU Church, and I was really excited to go. Maybe there would be some kids at my age. My first church school class was owl. Yep, I went from learning about God on that Sunday to, well, everybody here knows what owl is about. Now that I'm a member of the UU Church, I can choose my own answers to the questions that have kept me thinking for years. I believe that everything that happens will continue to happen. The sun will continue to rise, and the grass will continue to grow. My mentor once told me that people believe things because they like the way they sound to them. My faith is also based on the things I like. The typical questions and answers. Do I believe in a supreme being? Well, at this point, no. I do, however, believe in a guardian angel which guides and protects you during your life. Do I believe in an afterlife? Again, no. It never really made sense to me how all the people who died went to heaven. You'd run out of room really fast. The concept of punishing people for eternity didn't really seem fair to me either. I believe that when you die, you review what you did in your life, and then live the next life to improve on your mistakes. Being a UU as opposed to a Catholic has made me a more accepting and overall better person. My history has molded my beliefs in a form that I have totally gone against them. I didn't change just to go against what my parents think. Not all teenagers are rebels. In my search for my beliefs, which I hope, yet doubt is over, I will always be a UU. All of you have been a help to me in the 2 years I've been in church, and I would like to take the time to thank you. If it wasn't for the church, I would be lost right now. Thank you to everyone.